it was more mechanical.
Oh, of course, okay.
It, you know, that kind of stuff was taught in mechanical engineering, not electrical engineering.
Right.
So I lasted there about 2 months, and I went down to the personnel officer, and I said, look, I'm not making any contribution here. And while I'm learning things, it's not stuff I really want to bother learning. Can't you find me something else? And fortunately, the former Signal Corps ROTC commander, Lieutenant Colonel McDermott, was a security officer at the labs at that point in time. He had been transferred there. And I was chatting with him. He said, you know, they've got an officer opening up in Project Monmouth. And I think you'd do well there. So let me talk to the commander, Lieutenant Colonel Babbitt. And then I got transferred to that. And that's really what started me on my brief career in EMC.
So what were the project? What was Project Monmouth all about, exactly?
Project Monmouth came about because the Army was getting concerned that these massive formations, they're getting more and more communications, radar equipment, and everything. And how are all these things going to work together? And what happens as you move around and move these people? How do you coordinate frequency assignments and everything so you're not, don't just have babble,
right,
to really make this system work? So they set up this major project called Project Monmouth, where they had military people signed to it, and they had contractors, technical contractors, come in, where people would actually assign one of their engineers to Fort Monmouth for a two-year period or something like that, working on the project. And then they had a lot of retired military. So the idea was, remember, pre-computer,
Yeah. The
idea was that the retired military would set up battle scenarios and look at the TO&E table of equipment of the units in the field, what kind of radars, what kind of radios, how did they use them. And then they'd go through a battle strategy. How was the military going to evolve and under this situation? How'd they break up? How'd they augment? And then the technical people would look at all of this equipment, look at the signatures of the equipment, the electrical signatures, radiation signatures, look at the vulnerability, and try and come up with a prediction of how well or how poor this was going to work. And then they would also look at new technologies, troposcatter on satellites, all of these things that were being talked about as communication medium, and how would that fit in and how would that impact this deployment?